Hey everybody, hey, it's Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey everybody, happy Monday. We have knee to thigh high leftovers in the water, occasional bigger set now and again, coming in at 9 seconds from the east. Winds are mostly light and coming from the east as well. Going to be a little stronger in the afternoon as the sea breeze picks up a little bit. Now Tuesday, back to knee to lucky thigh high at 8 seconds from the east. Same kind of wind pattern, going to be kind of the same throughout the entire week. Now, looking ahead on Wednesday, knee to lucky thigh for most of the week. Like I said, 8 second range. We're going to be dropping off to the smaller stuff, though, for the weekend. Winds are going to trend onshore and, like I said, back off in the mornings a bit and then kind of pick up in the afternoons. High pressure system's currently kind of just sitting there out in the middle of the Atlantic, and that's what's going to kind of keep us on the smaller side for a while. Now, forecasts do suggest that it's going to remain there probably for the rest of the month, if not like the very beginning of August. Now this system is creating a calm zone across the Atlantic, and that's just why we're not getting any surf. Now there are signs though that that area of high pressure is going to start to move north at the beginning of like around the first, second next month, slowly moving north, and that's going to open things up. But that also opens things up for those waves of energy coming off Africa. So that's going to increase likelihood that we're going to get a tropical storm or a hurricane, most likely sometime in beginning to mid-August. So just kind of be ready for that and be safe. Like I said, with that high pressure out of the way, it allows these areas of low pressure to move up into the Atlantic a little more. And those are the ones we've got to kind of keep an eye on. So good news for everyone that uses the Cape Canaveral Jetty Park Cam. We are back up and running. For those that don't know, we've been fighting with that location for the last couple months. Like the internet just been dropping in and out and I couldn't figure out why. Finally figured out that Spectrum had done something kind of wonky there, and even though they told us we were on fiber, we were actually still on an old-fashioned coax modem. It was just tucked away in a closet, and I didn't know where it was, and the people at the hotel didn't know where it was, but we finally tracked it down. I met the guy there Sunday morning, first thing in the AM, and we went through and tested everything, and sure enough, that modem was bad. So we hooked up a new modem, got it programmed, and boom, we were right back online again. So I'm super stoked that's working. We also put a new camera up at the Cocoa Beach Pier North location. I'm going to be filling all the presets in later today on that one, so we get all our presets back. So I'm setting my sights on the couple other cameras that are down right now. I'm trying to get time scheduled with the location owners to get those all running. And hopefully here in the next week or two, we should get everything back up and running. The only one that's the exception is going to be the Melbourne Beach Cam. That location is getting completely rebuilt. Brand new house getting put in. I'm looking at it. It's going to be an amazing building. It's still got a little ways to go before they finish it up and get it to the point where we can run electric and stuff and hopefully get like a little temporary situation until they finish it up. So, hey, I'll be back on Wednesday. I'll give you an update on what the surf's going to do later this week. And until then, check those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.